Do achy, stiff joints slow you down? Would you like to put some of the cushion back in your joints and cartilage? Would you like to clinically reduce everyday joint aches and pains? Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and if you answered yes, then good news. Our friends at Purity Products want to send you a bottle of their legendary Ultimate HA joint formula for just $9. Ultimate HA features the joint-boosting benefits of hyaluronic acid. HA works like a shock absorber, helping you to cushion and soothe your joints. Plus, this HA also hydrates your skin, and people say they look better too. Just a few capsules a day, and you deliver powerful support for your joints, cartilage, skin, and connective tissue. So call 1-800-983-1154 and get a full-size bottle of HA7 for only $9, and you also get free shipping. Call now to claim your $9 trial bottle of HA7 with free shipping, 1-800-983-1154. These move fast, so call now, 1-800-983-1154. Welcome back to today's Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Is your heart older than you are? Well, that's the conclusion of a study done recently in England, where it was found that almost four-fifths of the populace who took Public Health England's new online heart age test were found to have a heart that was older than their chronological age. That's not good because, well, it puts you at risk of all kinds of mayhem, heart attacks and strokes. And with us today is Jim LaValle. Jim is a clinical pharmacist and also a board-certified clinical nutritionist, and a great communicator on just a wide variety of subjects related to nutrition, talking about prevention. Jim, when it comes to one of your favorite supplements, aged garlic extract, there's some new news about yet another pathway by which it might prevent cardiovascular disease, and it has to do with something that we don't pay that much attention to, our oral health. Can you share the results of that study?
Yeah, this was pretty exciting because they gave aged garlic extract to individuals with gingivitis, and a lot of people don't equate heart disease with gingivitis, but the inflammation of the gingiva along with abnormal bacteria that are growing there because of that inflammation have been directly tied to the progression of heart disease. And giving aged garlic extract actually significantly improved the gingival symptoms and inflammation. And so it's another, I'd say, box that gets checked. And we now know that it has a great effect on systemic inflammation because of the last study they did in overweight individuals where they gave it to them and it reduced their inflammatory cytokines, called tumor necrosis factor alpha and interleukin 6.
And by the way, you're the guy who wrote the book about testing, those tests are rather expensive, a little esoteric, but if you want to get a fix on your cytokines, just get a C-reactive protein or a highly sensitive C-reactive protein, because that's kind of like the sum of all parts of the cytokine activity. Am I right on that subject?
Yeah, sure, exactly.
Relatively cheap test, easy to get.
It is cheap. Your doc will have no problem checking the box on that one. They're real familiar with it. If you ask them to, test your interleukin 6, they may look at you a little sideways. But you can get a CRP, a high sensitivity CRP, no problem. So what we see is that aged garlic almost throws a wet blanket on the fire that's silently burning in individuals. It's leading them to heart disease. And I think that's the most exciting, to me, another exciting reason. What would you put in your supplement regimen day in and day out? For modern man, living in the 21st century, I actually think that aged garlic, it's up there as the number one or two thing you should take. I really believe it's incredibly powerful and has such long-reaching systemic effects.
So Jim, what I got to say though is that sometimes when they do these studies, there's a little chicanery involved because they'll give a dose to a rat, for example, which is the equivalent of a human taking like 2 pounds of whatever the active substance is. And so A, it's not feasible, and B, it would cost a bloody fortune to achieve that level, that blood level of whatever miracle compound is being tested. Are these results attainable with A, affordable, and B, swallowable amounts of chiolic aged garlic extract?
That's a great question. And yeah, if you are taking aged garlic regularly, what I always tell people is to try to get somewhere between 1,200 and 2,400 milligrams a day of aged garlic. I think it's
how many pills is that equivalent of?
That would be if you get the aged garlic extract 100, it would be 4 pills a day. If you get the chiolic reserve, that would be 1 to 2 pills twice a day to get between 1,200 and 2,400 milligrams. Now, the one study in the overweight people where it really reduced their inflammation, their IL-6 and their TNF-alpha, that was 3.6 grams a day. So it was a little bit bigger dose. Still within reason, though.
Uh-huh.
I think that when you look at the, In general, what I like about the aged garlic studies that they do, they're in doses that everyone can attain. Mm-hmm. They're not in massive doses.
And the gingivitis study I see here, I have it in front of me, it's 2.4 grams daily. So that would be 2 of the 100s. I take the 100s myself. And since I don't really have high CRP, hypertension, diabetes, and I have zero plaque, I take a preventive dose. Does that make sense to – I'm kind of squaring up the middle. I can't take that many pills. I take so many other supplements. I take one twice daily just for preventive purposes. You think that's doing me any good whatsoever?
Yeah, I do. I do, but I mean, obviously a lot's going right because your blood pressure's right. You have no plaque. Your weight's good and your blood sugar's good. So you're in that perfect position where, hey, you don't have any blood pressure issues. You don't have to take the maximum dose. You know, I think that, it's one of the beauties of aged garlic extract is that you can get some really big results in an attainable dose, because you're absolutely right. I mean, some of these things that you read, you have to take, 6-8 times the mm-hmm. dose that's found in the dietary supplement on the shelf. And, it's just not feasible. People mm-hmm. aren't going to do it. Many times it's too expensive.
So I think helps a lot of people understand the practical implications of that. Now, when you go out to buy chiolic aged garlic extract, there's a lot of options available to you. So can you break it down for people? I see here they've got a cardiovascular formula, they've got a blood pressure health, cholesterol, circulation. What if you got cardiovascular risk and your blood pressure's high and your cholesterol's high and your circulation's not good? You got a lot of choices.
You got it all.
Right. And you, so
yeah, what, you got
it's
it all.
Overwhelming there.
Yeah, well, I think what you do is you want to go after the biggest problems that you have, right? And so to me, the first step, whether you decide to pick more than one chiolic formula, which you could do, you could have people decide, oh, I'm going to take the cholesterol formula and I'm going to take some extra chiolic, the 100, just because
that's the cardiovascular
I want to make
formula.
Sure I get the cardiovascular formula, just because I want to make sure I get enough.
Mm-hmm.
And so you could do that. So when you look at these, there's different ingredients for each of them. So whether you're looking at it from the standpoint of the cardiovascular formula, there the circulation one has got like hawthorn and cayenne in it. The cardiovascular formula, is, 600 milligrams of aged garlic in 2 capsules a day. And I would encourage people, in your case, Dr. Hoffman, because you take so many different things, you could get by on 2 of those a day.
Mm-hmm.
For a lot of people, if they're going to use the 100, I would suggest that they do 2 twice a day to get that 1200 milligram threshold in.
Mm-hmm.
And now if you're going to use, for example, if you were going to use, let's just pull the cholesterol formula. All right. And you know, the cholesterol formula's got sterols in it, and so, or lethicin
plant
in it.
Plant phytosterols, which are known to lower cholesterol.
Yeah, which they lower cholesterol, right? So the dose of that is two capsules. So if you took two of those twice a day, you would be getting 1,200 milligrams of aged garlic extract. And now, if you're someone whose blood pressure's up, so you could take two twice a day of the Formula 104, and then you could add a couple a day of the regular, or the 100, you know, cardiovascular formula. So I try to encourage people to kind of look, and, you know, during cold and flu season, I have them take the immune product, but I just want them to get to a threshold of getting enough aged garlic extract in them that they're following the studies. You know, that's basically it. The, you know, the circulation formula, like I said, it's got hawthorn, I think, and cayenne in it, if I remember right. And, which it does. And same thing. If you do two capsules twice a day, you're going to get 1200 milligrams of aged garlic extract, and you'll get some hawthorn, which, you know, hawthorn's had a nice historical benefit for heart health. There's some vitamin E in it, so you have a vitamin E succinate, so you're getting a decent amount of that. But what I would say is if you've got that need for, I'm overweight, I'm achy, and my cholesterol's up a little bit, and I feel like my hands and feet are cold. Well, you could do, you know, both of these, and you would be able to get the maximum, you know, kind of that was in the studies, 2,400 milligrams a day of aged garlic by simply following the directions for the circulation and the cholesterol product. So two capsules twice a day of each, and you hit the max dose you need for your chiolic, and you get the maximum efficacy out of the accessory nutrients in each of the respective formulas.
I think you want to, you read the label, do the math, and, you know, for targeting heart disease, or high degrees of inflammation, you want to go with 2.4 at the very least, and possibly up to 3.6. Now, I just have to ask you this.
That's correct.
Garlic has the reputation of being something that thins the blood. That's to the good, because they even tell people to take aspirin, Plavix, Coumadin, you name it. But could it be dangerous when combined with those other things? And is there a problem going into surgery? Say, you know, say you're on chiolic, would you stop your chiolic before some kind of surgery?
Right. Good questions. First of all, I would, you know, like any time, you know, if your doctor's got you on blood thinning medications, you need to notify him. Aged garlic extract's been studied in humans, and it hasn't been shown to influence what's called an INR time, or your clotting time, in conjunction with Coumadin. Now, for me, what I always tell people, if you're going in for surgery, stop your stuff a week before anyway. Mm-hmm. You know, don't worry about, you know, taking, you know, nutrients the week before you go into your surgery, unless you're doing something like, hey, I'm going to take some glucosamine and some vitamin C to help with the repair of the ligaments and the collagen, and there's no real risk of any kind of, you know, interaction. So I regularly will do that with individuals. But I just, you know, wanted to be on the safe side. Hey, you know what? Get off of them a week before. Don't worry about it. But there is no worry about the blood thinning effect with aged garlic.
So conversely, you may get this too, is some people say, well, my doctor wants me to go on, a blood thinner, you know, Coumadin or some of the newer blood thinners. And so I just want to take natural things instead. You know, I have atrial fibrillation, or I've had a stroke, or, you know, whatever. I've had, stents. Many reasons now they put people on blood thinners.
Right.
Is chiolic a, you know, reasonable substitute for those things?
Well, that would be, from a clinician's viewpoint, the Western trained clinician, I would say, because there aren't any studies that would show the outcome of that, I would not substitute aged garlic extract. If you've, you know, had atrial fib and you're a real candidate for, you know, them putting you on Coumadin, you know, stick with that what has been clinically studied.
And I was hoping you would answer that way, because, you know, as a trick question, because, you know, I got to say that unfortunately, and you know this as well as I do, there are people in this field who make supplements almost into a religion, you know, is that I'm not going to take any medication. I'm going to do this all naturally. Okay, good for you. But if you have atrial fibrillation and you're at high risk of flipping a blood clot to your brain, which could result in a devastating stroke or, you know, paralyze you or kill you.
Right.
You know, I don't think you want to just mess around with, you know, these natural blood thinners as much as they're helpful.
100%. I know. You know, it's interesting when you walk both sides of the fence, right? You know, you get the allopath saying, why are you recommending the natural products? And you get the naturalist saying, why are you supporting drug therapy? Well, guess what, guys? Because you need both. I just had an event for me. I mean, I never get sick, ever. I mean, it's been 30, I've only missed 2 days of work in literally, I think I counted it up, 39 years of being in the workforce.
Wow.
And so I've been very blessed that I've got a pretty healthy constitution, but I got hit so hard 2 weeks ago, and I needed to go on medication. There was no way to get around it. I mean, I did everything. And you know what? Thank goodness for, for pharmaceutical manufacturing when you need it.
Yeah.
You know, there's nothing wrong with it. They're both valuable. It's just, why don't we try and do safest options first so we don't have to get to that point of having atrial fib. So we don't have to get to that point of having a stent. You know, let's try to live our lives so that we can really dial in the best health that we deserve. And the problem with that is yes, you're going to have to make some choices about the kind of food you eat, the type of lifestyle you lead, exercise, stress, all the things we had mentioned earlier.
Yeah, at the risk of sounding like a one-note Charlie about aged garlic extract, which is very versatile and, you know, could really be a cornerstone of a program for cardiovascular prevention, what are some of the other nutrients that come to mind? You know, let's certainly give them some.
Well, sure. You mentioned the omega-3s. I mean, the omega-3s are incredibly important. Pomegranate extract, especially in women, really helps with small vessel disease. Mm. So so pomegranate, you know, is fantastic in that regards. And there's some nice human studies on that. And if you look at any of the things that will downregulate an enzyme called collagenase 1, which is what causes capillary permeability. So bilberry, grapeseed extract, a lot of the PAF inhibitors like ginkgo, pycnogenol, any of those are helping to improve the permeability of the blood vessels so that you don't get vascular leakage and vascular damage. So I think those are things that are, you know, very much underappreciated. You mentioned cacao or, you know, cocoa extracts. Mm-hmm. They've got great data on being cardiovascular, you know, supportive and preventative. You mentioned vitamin K2. That's a biggie. I scream at the top of my lungs daily about the value of magnesium because I think it's, you know, probably one of the most important nutrients that we miss out of our diet because, you know, you don't breathe them in. And when you stop on the way home at the donut shop, nobody's putting magnesium sprinkles on your donut and there's no broccoli shops either. So, I mean, you know, we're not getting enough trace minerals in our diet, and it's incredibly important that we do that. Now, other things, if you're on medications that deplete coenzyme Q10 or deplete carnitine,
statins,
both of those nutrients are incredibly important for fatty acid metabolism and and myocardial or the heart muscle's ability to maintain energy and contract appropriately and maintain its youthfulness. So I think that's another area that's really important. So I think there's a great grouping of things. I mean, you can look at something like curcumin because of its global downregulation of inflammatory markers. It could have dramatic impact. And let's don't forget probiotics. I mean, there's no doubt there's a gut heart connection, you know? And so I think that there's a real bevy of things that people can rely on to help them maintain their cardiovascular health.
Yeah, one that you didn't mention is resveratrol. Has that lost its luster lately, or is it still plausible as a cardiovascular preventive? I mean, certainly with the French paradox, it was big in the 80s and 90s, and has that been borne out?
I think that resveratrol still has its value. I think that once again, even its related compounds,
like knotweed, is, you know, it's the fact that it upregulates SIRT1, and SIRT1 turns on your youth genes, or it helps to repair your gene transcription to make better blueprints for the future. And then in addition to that, it helps your receptors to function more in a healthier way. And you know what? Intermittent fasting or time-restricted eating could have dramatic effects on heart health just by getting people to simply eat less often and eat to the level of activity you're at. That could have a dramatic impact on your heart health.
And I'm trying to really be encyclopedic here. Berberine has been touted as something that not only helps blood sugar, but may have a good impact on lipid profiles.
Yeah, I love berberine. I think that's a great one. I mean, sometimes people will complain about it upsetting their belly, you know, because it's kind of a resiny compound. Mm-hmm. But in general, I mean, great on lipids, great on killing bad bugs, and really good for supporting and blood sugar. And, you know, one of the more recent popular ones, bergamot extract,
yes,
right? So
absolutely.
Bergamot acts similarly to engage in what's called lipolysis, or reducing fatty liver and reducing, cholesterol production. So, you know, bergamot's a pretty interesting compound too.
Yeah, we're definitely eyeing that as a major player in cardiovascular prevention. So there you have it. I mean, you know, yeah, it's all about, certainly it's about lifestyle. You know, I think these are some of the verities, you know, stop smoking, control your weight, get adequate sleep, deal with stress, blood pressure, and so on. But there are really some plausible supplements that you can add to your armamentarium for prevention. So let's give out some information. What's the story on Kyolic availability? Mostly all, you know, all major retail stores, health food stores, Amazon. Those are the sources. They've got also some great information at their website, which I presume is kyolic.com.
That's correct. Yeah, they have kyolic.com has a lot of information, about all of their formulas.
Great. Okay. And thanks to the folks at Kyolic for, investing the money, doing the research. It's a big company. And, I think they're a great example in the industry of really trying to validate this stuff, and not just saying, well, you know, there were some South Sea Islanders who use this stuff and they seem to be great. You know, they have lustrous hair and skin and
four pygmies and a dog.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I mean, that's a little bit, I think, the darker side of our industry is that sometimes we rely on anecdotal evidence, testimonials, or folkloric information. And Kyolic has certainly engaged very, very deeply in the science. And, I know some of the scientists who've done studies for them, and they're not hired guns. They're very, very respected in their field. So, you know, if it pans out for them in studies, it's legit.
Absolutely. I mean, I've been a fan of their kind of their evidence-based tactics to their marketing since, you know, ever since I've known about them. I mean, they make it very simple for you. Here's what it does. Let's show you a study in humans that prove what it does. You can take it in a dose that you can afford. And it has a very, I mean, I rarely can think of someone who says, oh, I took it and I didn't tolerate it. I mean, I just never hear of it.
Well, the original, you know, when I first came across Kyolic, I don't know if you remember way back when, but Kyolic used to be, their claim to fame was it was the odorless garlic. And that was it. You know, it was like, you don't like garlic breath? Take this supplement. And that was their selling point before I think they adduced all this, the science. And so, you know, that actually is a real benefit of that, because when people take ordinary garlic pills, you know, the soft gels that contain really concentrated garlic extract, they inevitably get repeating garlic breath. And with Kyolic, that really minimizes that.
Absolutely. That's the beauty of it. When they age it, it transforms it. You have more water-soluble compounds, new medicinal capabilities when they age it, and you get rid of that pungent odor. So, really it's a win-win in the way they process it.
So does it occur to you in the audience that we like Kyolic aged garlic extract?
You know what my kid's name is?
Kyolic.
Kyolic. No, kidding.
That's just his middle name.
I'm kidding.
You didn't want to stigmatize.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
It's traumatic. You know, it's like naming your kid Adolf. You know, they're going to get a lot of flack. Okay.
Exactly.
Okay. So, thanks a lot, as usual. You know, always a lively discussion with you, and you're just so well informed on a wide variety of subjects. You'll come back and visit us soon. And, you know, once again, for information about what you do, jimlaval.com, is that the best place to go?
Yes, that's the best.
Okay, thanks so much, Jim. All the best to you, and hope we run into each other soon. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Absolutely.
Thank you. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is the Intelligent Medicine Podcast. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. If you happen to be on a weight loss regimen, studies show that as fat cells shrink, they release stored toxins into the system that can actually poison metabolic pathways and slow your metabolism, causing your weight to plateau even in the face of stringent diet adherence. That's why I've created the Intelligent Medicine Detox Protocol, a collection of carefully curated supplements to mobilize toxin elimination, easing the blahs that sometimes compromise your dietary resolve. The Intelligent Medicine Detox Protocol is an easy way to get the exact combination of the targeted nutrients you need. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com for more information and to purchase. Plus, you'll find easy-to-follow links to our heart health and immunity protocols and much more. And for a limited time, you'll get free shipping on all of your store orders. For more details, just go to drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com.